This is Friday, Ozarks at Large, for the 15th day of April 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
You know, every time I drive up College and hit the corner of Dixon Street, I think about something that I'm not sure everybody else thinks about.
I know what you think about, because we've talked about this before.
I think about Bloody Corner.
Right.
Before the sun rose on April 18th, 1863, 900 Confederate soldiers claimed East Mountain and positioned a couple of cannon. They were trying to take Fayetteville, which was being held by about 1,100 Union troops. The battle started at 6 o'clock on April 18th, which is 148 years ago Monday.
Right, sesquicentennial in a couple of years.
And so you know that this Saturday, Headquarters House will remember the Battle of Fayetteville. This year, however, is different because we're starting the sesquicentennial celebration.
Right. Tuesday was the 150th anniversary of the beginning, the shot.
Exactly. And even though the Battle of Fayetteville didn't happen until 1863, we're kind of kicking things off now. And so events at Headquarters House will include period dancing, living history, lunch, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then on April 23rd, the Fort Smith National Historic Site is marking the day that Companies D and E of the 1st Cavalry under Union Captain Samuel Sturgis were led to safety by a Delaware Indian Scout. And they're going to have someone portraying that Indian Scout and leading troops out of the fort several times that day. And on April 30th, the official sesquicentennial kickoff takes place in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then on May 12th, in Eureka Springs, they're having a Chautauqua-style event.
Yes, they are.
Called Civil War in the Ozarks, Facts and Fascination. So you can read more and see a timeline and all of that in today's What's Up. And we'll be having things, well, throughout the next 4 years.
I was going to say, yeah.
So we're also celebrating Earth Day.
Earth Day proper isn't for a few days yet.
April 22nd.
Right.
But we're going to celebrate for about a week and a half. So there's an Earth Day 5K at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Janet Huckabee Arkansas River Valley Nature Center near Fort Smith.
A little bit south of Fort Smith, right.
There's an Earth Day celebration Saturday from 8 to 5 at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area.
A little bit north of Rogers.
And that includes a visit from Lynn Scambato of Morningstar Wildlife Rehabilitation Center with her raptors. That makes me happy. On Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock, the Fayetteville Earth Day Festival begins at East Square Plaza. And they've got a bicycle event. And they've got
all sorts of things.
All sorts of things. And again, you can find out more about all of this in today's What's Up. There's an Earth Day celebration from 1 to 5 Sunday at World Peace Wetland Prairie on South Duncan in Fayetteville. And it has an interactive exhibit that brings attention to the world's endangered animals and a live acoustic song circle. All sorts of fun. And then clear down the road on April 26th, it's Earth Day at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
A bunch of school children are going to be involved in this.
Almost 2,000
yeah.
of the little darlings. Showing up from 9 to 2 to celebrate Earth Day, and the theme is Reduce, Reuse, Recycle.
That's right.
Saturday's also Razor Fest,
which is in line with the spring football game.
So you can go at 10. There's a pep rally. Then there's games and inflatables and an autograph station and mascots and giveaways. And then at 2 o'clock, the spring red-white game begins. And it's all free.
I was once asked by a friend of mine who knew nothing about sports about the spring football game. Why does it happen? I said, well, it doesn't really count. It's a scrimmage. It's sort of a practice game. And then she asked, well, why do they keep score? And I really didn't have an answer for that. I don't know if it doesn't count, but they do keep score.
They're
kind
televising it this year.
On ESPN, one of the ESPN networks, national
television. So that's interesting. I don't know if that addresses hopes for next fall.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of hopes for next fall, but I also think it addresses the fact that the SEC has this fantastic contract with ESPN where most of the SEC spring games, I believe, will be on one of the networks.
So there you go.
Yeah.
If you just can't live without football until fall, we got you covered.
And Razor Fest includes all sorts of stuff for kids and families.
Oh, yeah. And
autographs,
like I said, autographs,
right.
And you can go and meet the mascots and who doesn't love Big Red. And so, and then it's Easter. Big Red, Big Bunny. Easter isn't until the 23rd, but there's all sorts of events this weekend. There's the Hershey's Egg Hunt. 20,000 eggs. And it is happening starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Orchards Park in Bentonville. There's different age groups. And the rain date is the 17th. You do have to pay $3 to $5 for that.
Now, when you say Hershey eggs, they're not real eggs.
No, they're not real
eggs. They're chocolate eggs.
They're chocolate eggs. The bunny does not make real eggs.
Right.
There's an egg hunt with 40,000 eggs.
Oh, boy. Okay.
From 1 to 3 on Saturday at Williams Elementary in Farmington.
40,000?
Yeah. So they say.
Okay.
The mayor's egg hunt is at 3 o'clock on Saturday at Veterans Park in Rogers.
Right.
And the Easter egg hunt at the Boys and Girls Club of Fayetteville is from 3 to 5 on Sunday for ages 2 to 11. I always love it when the ages say 0 to whatever.
Right. Right.
Let me think about that. And then there's theater. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
Oh, so many shows started last week, and you still have a chance this weekend to see them.
And it's the last chance for most of them. So, Ladies in Retirement, a murder mystery, On the Moors, how can you not love it? 7:30 today and tomorrow at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Reasons to Be Pretty, they call it a coming-of-age story by Neil LaBute, who also wrote In the Company of Men and Fat Pig. I haven't seen it yet, so it may be brutal Neil LaBute.
I'm going tonight, opening night.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see this.
7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Sex, Please, We're 60.
Fort Smith Little Theater.
Calling it a laugh-out-loud adult comedy. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, final weekend. Tickets are $10. Arsenic and Old Lace, one of my favorite shows in the whole world. What happens when a newspaper reporter discovers his little old maid aunts are
not
murderers?
So precious, yes.
Yeah, not so
exactly.
Precious. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, and 2 o'clock Sunday at Rogers Little Theater. And The Secret Garden.
Arts Live.
Arts Live is this weekend. The story of Mary Lennox, a selfish and temperamental child who ends up going to live with a relative and finds this garden and restores it and restores herself at the same time. And it's 7 o'clock today and 2 and 7 tomorrow at the Arts Live Theater.
That's a lot of theater.
That's a lot of theater. And this just in.
Yes.
You may have seen it other places, but we don't want to leave you out. Remember, Little Big Town was supposed to be here on April 5th?
Had some flight problems getting out of Las Vegas.
They were in Las Vegas for the Academy of Country Music Awards, as were a lot of other people. So a power outage combined with Southwest Airlines canceling some flights, combined with all those other people trying to leave Las Vegas, meant they didn't make it for the Washington Regional Foundation Gala.
But they will be here.
April 27th, 7:30 at the Walton Arts Center. And if you have tickets for the original date, they will be honored. Tickets are still available for balcony seating. It's $75 for the performance and reception and $45 for the performance only at 443-5600.
And an egg hunt that has 40,000 eggs, that's 3,333 dozen eggs.
I wondered what you were scribbling over there.
I just wanted to figure that out.
That ought to be enough for everybody who wants an egg.
That's right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.